सर्वेभ्य नमः, नमस्कारः, everybody नमस्ते, स्वागतम्, welcome once again to our ongoing Sanskrit class, which is a beautiful opportunity for us to join internationally. I really appreciate that you are all trying to come from your own countries. Namaskaraha. Before we start, I would like to sing the opening chant, so please listen. And you can follow along with your email, which has the chants in it, or just close your eyes and let the mantras do the work, which is what the whole point is. Om Yenakshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Kritsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Maavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Astu. Many of you from our last class are here and some are not. I will first go through the list from last class and just ask if you are here. And if you are here, I would like us to say by saying Mama Nama. So I will start it by saying Mama Nama Gitanjali. My name is Gitanjali. So when I call your name, please say Mama Nama, whatever, Anna or Mary or whatever it is, okay? Mama Nama. If you forget, I will remind you, no worries. But that's how we will start to speak our first sentence. Mama Nama. So you can say Namaskaraha, Mama Nama, Tom. Okay? Astu? Astu means okay? Astu? Okay? All right. Biata. I'm taking roll call from last class just so that I know who was here last class. Are they here again? Biata. Is it here? Okay. Petra from Romania.
Namaskar. Mananama Petra Petrova.
Ah, Petra, beautiful. Namaskara Petra, swagatam.
Dhanyavad.
All right, Elizabeth from Salt Lake City.
Namaskaraha. Mama Nama Elizabeth Narayani.
Namaste Bhagini. Bhagini means sister. Sister, not in the sense of a nun or of any order. No, sister for the family of the universe. We are all in the same family of the universe. The whole universe is one family. And in that family, you are all my brothers and sisters. And the word Bhagini means sister. So, Namaste Bhagini. Swagatam.
Namaste.
Beverly. Astiva, Beverly Foreman. I don't hear you. Beverly, I see you, but I don't hear you. Are you there? Okay, I'll come back to you maybe. All right, Michael from Albuquerque.
Namaskara. Mama nama Michael. Dhanyavad.
Ah, namaste, Mahodaya. So for a man, I will say Mahodaya. Mahodaya. Bhagini. Bhagini for a woman. Mahodaya for a man. Okay, namaste, Mahodaya. Swagatam. Astu. Rosario.
Mama nama Rosario he.
Swagatam bhagini. Rosario from Mexico. Swagatam. Swagatam bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Artem. 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 Is that right? Astiva. Artem from Ukraine, Czechoslovakia. Okay. Piaret. Siva, Piaret.
Namaskara. Mama nama Piaret.
Namaste, Bhagini. Swagatam from UK, but French otherwise. Yeah. Astu, namaskara, swagatam. Suzanne. Suzanne, I don't hear you. Suzanne, my mic doesn't work, she says. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Swagatam, Bhagini. Astu, Anna from Switzerland, Polish, Paul. Anna, Astiva. Are you there? All right. Iona?
Namaste. Mama nama Joanna.
Oh, Joanna, you said?
Yeah, better Joanna.
Ah, Joanna.
Okay. We're not to make confusion with Joanna.
Ah.
Yeah, Joanna.
Astu. Joanna from Romania. Romania. Thank you. Swagatam, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Astu. Avital? Avital? Don't hear you, Avital. I see you, but I don't hear you. Astu. Harinarayana? Harinarayana? Astu.
Namaskara?
Namaste, Avital. Avital is from my town right here in Kansas. Avital, can you say Mama Nama Avital?
Mama Nam Abhijal.
Swagatam, Bhagini. Swagatam. Astu. Hari Narayana. Joy.
Namaskaram.
Mama Nama
Joy.
Namaste, Bhagini. Swagatam. From Kansas City. Astu. Catherine. Catherine.
She's not here today, but she will be listening to the recording later.
Astu, dhanyavadaha. Natalie? Astiva? Natalie from Germany? Acharya Nishtha Dasa? Astiva? Daniela Constantine from Romania.
Namaste.
Ah, namaste, Bhagini.
Mama Daniela.
Ah, astu. Swagatam, Bhagini. Swagatam. Astu. Okay. So some of you are here that are new in this class. Ashley, could you say something? Could you say the same thing?
Namaskaraha. Mama nama Ashley.
Ashley also from Kansas. Swagatam Bhagini. Jora. Jora Astiva? Jora.
Jora.
I don't hear you.
Namaste. Mama nama Jora. And my son is
Asher.
Asher. Namaskara Bhagini. Namaste Mahodaya. And where are you from? Which country?
New York.
Ah, both of you are in New York. Excellent. Astu swagatam. Astu. Diana?
Namaskar. Mana nama Diana.
Diana. Mama nama Diana.
Mana nama Diana?
Diana. Ah, kutra vasati, where are you now? Where are you living?
In La Serena, Chile.
Chile. I would love to go there one day. La Serena, you said?
La Serena, that's 500 kilometers. Santiago.
Okay, wonderful. Swagatam, Bhagini, swagatam. Astu, and then we have Beverly. Beverly, Astiva? Beverly, I don't hear you. I see you. Okay. Anybody else who has not spoken or introduced themselves in this class?
I haven't.
And may I know your name?
Mama Nama Rebecca.
Rebecca Bhagini, swagatam. Where are you from?
South Carolina.
Okay. All right. And you are using a phone. Does that mean you don't have access to a visual?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Yeah. It's okay. We will not use visuals for a while. And when we do, I will make sure that it's something that you don't have to rely on.
Thank you.
Astu. Anybody else? Astu. Sarvebhyah namaskarah. For all of you, namaste. Sarvesham namaskarah. Welcome, swagatam. Astu. So, my name is, for the people that are new, my name is Gitanjali. People just call me Gita. I hear an echo. Please, everybody in this class, as in all probably online classes, mute yourselves while we are introducing or I'm teaching or any one person is talking. Others all mute themselves because sound quickly becomes noise. And if you have something to say, if you would like to answer a question I'm asking, or you have a question, or you are wanting to ask or say anything, please come in and just say, Kshamyatam. Kshamyatam. I'll say it one more time. Kshamyatam. Kshamyatam means, excuse me, forgiveness for interruption. Please. As soon as you say kshamyatam, then I will know that you are very politely wanting to say something and I will give you your time. And that way the class can be held with some order and some comprehension. Astu. Astu means okay. Astu. Anytime you don't understand anything, please feel free to ask. But also know that a lot of understanding comes over time. It takes time. When I started Sanskrit classes, I joined 9 classes all at once, and some of them had been going on for years. So I was so, so lost. But I didn't say anything. I just kept listening. And over time, over a few months, all of the puzzle pieces started to fall together into a beautiful painting that is ever growing. So allow yourself the time that the brain needs to comprehend and synthesize and understand the true knowledge, which is way beyond what our egos understand. So allow ourselves this beautiful birthright that we all have, that we are culturally denying ourselves because of the cultures that we may live in. So always remember that although your questions are always welcome, you can email them, you can talk, you can chat. And if I don't pay attention to your chat, then you can say, you know, I just sent a chat, and we'll make this class functioning. All right. So in the last class, I basically just started to introduce the language of Sanskrit. Some of you have had some experience with Sanskrit through chanting or maybe through the language itself, through yoga. Many of you would like to read the original text. That is my goal. All of the above are my goal. I'm a very avid yoga asana practitioner, kriya practitioners, as well as mantra chanting, and of course the language itself that I want to read in original. Astu. Okay, so Sanskrit is a language. Why are we interested in Sanskrit? Because through whatever medium, we get the idea that maybe it is the language that will bring peace inside of us. Somehow, many of us have this idea. Some of us have the experience that every time they have had a certain interaction with Sanskrit, it has brought them peace. But many of us may not have that experience already. But mantra chanting is the quickest, easiest way to allow the experience of peace and calm to enter yourself without any learning. Of course, learning the chanting and chanting is amazing, but just simply sitting in a quiet place and listening to Sanskrit mantra chanting. If you have access to none, please ask me. I'll be happy to share some beautiful websites that are free that you can access. I can also suggest to you certain CDs that are totally amazing. And one such CD that I will just quickly mention is a Sacred Chants, Sacred Chants of Shiva by Ravi Shankara. Pandit Ravi Shankara has Chants of India, that's what it's called. Chants of India. It's a beautiful CD by Ravi Shankar. It has some beautiful chants. So just listen to that. It is the quickest way of bringing us peace. Meanwhile, we are still wanting and attracted to this language of Sanskrit, of which I too am just a student. Okay, everybody, could you please mute yourself? I hear some noise. Thank you. Thank you. Astu. So Sanskrit is this language which actually is a language which is truly a creation from the seekers who were seeking answers or the path to the question of who am I? I've got food, I've got wife, I've got children, I've got land. There's no war, there's plenty of everything, we are living in comfort, there's nothing I feel deprived of. Now, why am I living? What is the purpose of life? So these people that have recurringly, generation after generation, there is some noise. If everybody please mute, then the noise will go away. Astu. So these people, after having got comfort, somehow they started to say, well, I've got food. I've got clothing. Do I have all the clothing in the world? No. Do I have all the shoes in the world? No. Do I have all the foods in the world? No, but I have enough. I'm surviving. I'm quite happy. I'm quite healthy. I'm quite happy. Of course, greed can be endless, but I'm not, you know. My needs are all satisfied. Now what? So then they start to think, oh, why am I here? Who am I? What is this I? And then what happens after death? What is birth? Why are we here? Just because our parents had sex and carried it through to pregnancy and childbirth, and I'm here because of them? Like, why am I here? So these are the questions that led to the formation of this language. So it is truly a very, very introspective language. Many, many times, numerously, through so many ways, we will be reminded of going inward in this journey. That's the whole purpose of this journey. And as we study the sounds, that is exactly what you will realize, that I will realize, that it takes us on a journey of understanding our bodies. It takes us on the journey of understanding what sound is. It takes us on the journey of understanding what experience sound is. What does that experience do? What does that vibration do? What is left in us with that? Having heard all this sound, what is left? So what good is it? Why am I doing all this? And in the first thing that I will say is to ask you, we all know certain languages, and most of us here know fairly decent English, decent enough to maybe interact in a class. I am no English professor myself, but I know enough to get by. So in English, when we learn, or any of your own languages, how many of you have learned that languages have vowels and consonants? I suppose everybody, anybody in this group that has no concept of a vowel and a consonant. Everybody know what a vowel is? Astu. Okay. I'm just going to go down the same name list as I went down one by one, and we'll just take it from there. There's no reason why this list is in this order. Each time the class will have a different order, and we'll just go down the list. And if you don't know, that's okay. You are at a very beautiful space to say, I don't know. It's better than knowing wrong, because you have the yearning to know. So it's the most beautiful. So never feel bad if you don't know. Oh, she asked me and I don't know. It's okay. It's okay. It's wonderful, actually, that you can say that. I will so highly respect you for it. If you know it, try to say it. If you don't know it, just move on. Okay. Joanna, what is a vowel?
It's the letter A, E, I, U, the... We pronounce these letters with open mouth, and shall I say more?
Mm-hmm. What else? Is there something more you want to say, please?
No.
Okay.
Consonants are the others, which we speak with somehow mouth closed. It's S, G, T, D, N, M. So H, these are consonants and vocals. Yeah.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Thank you. Yeah. Dhanyavada.
So dhanyavada means thank you. Please mute yourself, Bhagini. Dhanyavada. All right. So, yeah, exactly right. So one has an open mouth. One is a closed mouth. Vowels are A, E, I, O, U in English, and you named some of the consonants. All right, Petra. What about the consonants B, C, D? Are they consonants, and do they not have an open mouth?
Yeah, they are consonants, and they are formed with the participation of teeth and tongue and mouth as well.
So they don't necessarily close, have a closed mouth as you sound them, but there is some contact.
There is a friction, there is a contact between the tongue and the palate or the teeth.
Yes. Thank you, Petra Bhagini. Thank you. Excellent. So, vowels, can you mute yourself? So vowels are an open sound without this friction, without this contact between tongue and the rest of the mouth, or the tongue going a certain way and creating this certain friction or contact. So consonants are actually contact sounds. They require some certain contact in some part of your mouth for the consonant sound to come out, whereas vowels require only your vocal cords vibrating and no real work done by the tongue. Your tongue just kind of lies down, and the cheeks do some work, sometimes the lips do some work, as in oo, e, your cheeks are doing some work, e, maybe a slight little bit of work on your tongue, but really e. That's the main difference between a consonant and a sound. What is another difference between a consonant and a sound? Another big difference. Elizabeth, can you think of any, or anybody now? The question is open.
I'm not entirely sure.
Thank you, Virginie. So, a vowel can be unending sound. An unending sound. So, for example, I can say A for years. I can't say it because I'll run out of breath, but if I didn't run out of breath, the sound could have gone on endlessly. What happens with the sound B? I can say B endlessly too, right? So what's the difference between why am I saying I cannot say the consonant B endlessly? Anybody?
Because technically the B sound ends in a vowel sound.
Starts. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth Pagini. Thank you, Elizabeth Pagini. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens. So in B and D, what happens is that the consonant part of the sound, which is the B and the D, is very, very short-lived, and it is quickly followed by a certain vowel, and that vowel I can extend endlessly, but the consonant is very, very short-lived. So all consonants are contact sounds. And the contact, as soon as the contact is released, the sound disappears. It comes and it goes, all within a fraction of a second. And then what remains is a vowel if you produce it. Excellent. So, in Sanskrit, there are many vowels. Not just five vowels. I will let you do the counting. Sanskrit has distinct long and short vowels. And it has complex vowels and simple vowels. Very, very distinct. So the first vowel in the Sanskrit language is A. Very short. Your jaw does not drop. It is not A. It is not a, it is a. A, as in alive. A. A. That is a short a. Then there is a long version of this same sound in which you drop your jaw. So it becomes ah. Ah. So the first two vowels in Sanskrit are a. Ah. So while I am speaking, please stay mute, but please repeat these sounds after me. A. Ah. A. Ah. 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 Yeah, please stay mute, everybody. Somebody's. Hari Mahodaya, Namaskara, Hari Narayan. Mahodaya,
Namaste.
Mahodaya. Can you just introduce yourself quickly in Sanskrit and say Mama Nama?
Mama Nama Harihi.
Dhanyavadha, Mahodaya. Astu. Swagatam. So, yeah, for you, I don't know how much Sanskrit you know. It sounds like you might know some, and it might be a little repetitive for some of you that already know, but I'm just going to go through with this class because most of us here have not had Sanskrit much. Astu. Okay, so there is a. Ah. That's the first pair of vowels in Sanskrit. Second pair, I. Not a, but I. I. Repeat after me, stay muted. I. I. And follow that with the long version, I. E. So far we have a, a, I, E. Astu? All right. Now we have the next pair. O. O with your lips. So, a neither used your cheeks nor used your lips. It was just straight open sound. A. A. A used your jaw. I. E. This uses slightly your tongue and your cheeks going a little bit to the sides of the mouth. I. E. And then the third pair. O. O. This is labial. It uses your lips. You create this roundness in the lips, which then makes the sound. O. Ooh. So we have six vowels which are in three pairs, short and long. Then we have two that are unusual for the most of the other populations. And they are vowel sounds. Rrr, rrr. So the tongue is actually further back than the ridge area behind the teeth. Kind of in the middle of the upper part of the mouth, the high region of the mouth. It's not behind the teeth directly. It is much further behind. I call it motorcycle R. That's the short one. Long. Some of us say, oh, I can't roll my tongue. I can't do it. So rather than saying, I can't do it, I cannot do this, say to yourself, I'm going to try. Each time we say something to ourselves, we reaffirm it, whatever it is. So if I say I can do this, then I'm going to try harder to do it. But if I say I can't do it, then even if I'm able, I am stopping my own abilities from growing in that direction. So whether you can do it or not, say to yourself, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try. So, then we have, no, now we have done four pairs. Then we have another pair, which is a little bit more complicated than the clear, simple sounds of a, a, I, e, u, u, r, r. Here comes the next one. A, a, a. Remember, each time I say it, you also say it. Stay muted, but say it. A. 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 And we have Acharya Nishthadasa.
Hare Krishna.
Ah, Hare Krishna. Namaskara. Swagatam. A. And the pair version of this is I. So it's a complex vowel. It's not a simple vowel. It's a conjoint vowel. Two vowels put together make the sound I, I, I. So the fifth pair is A, I, A, I, A, I. Sixth pair. O, use your lips. O, O, au, au, au. Again, this is using conjoint vowel sounds to make the sound au, au. So let's go backwards now from what we have learned. Repeat after me. O, au. So the last pair. One more time. O, au. A, I. R, r, u, u, I, I, a, so going forward now, a. Ah. Now I will say them together in their pairs. and then give you time to say them yourself. So, I. A-I. O-O-U. All right. Then we have two more, which are their own special category, which we don't need to go into today. So, anybody, I'm going to ask you to repeat these sounds. So I'll go from the bottom of the list this time and go upwards. Acharya Nishtadas ji, would you like to say all the vowels so far? Astu. Hari Narayan Mahodaya, would you like to say all the vowels thus far? Can you hear me, anybody? Can everybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Gita.
Okay. I am not. Okay, good. So people can hear me. Okay. Beverly Foreman, Bhagini, would you like to say all the vowels? Unmute yourself and say them, please. So everybody gets to hear. Beverly Foreman. Astu. Rebecca? I'm not hearing anybody so far. So if anybody... I don't know why. So you can unmute yourself and speak. Please unmute yourself and speak. Okay, Joanna, can you say all the vowels so far, please?
Yeah, I can try. A-I-O-O-R-R-E-I-O-O.
Very good. Excellent. Good sound. Petra Bhagini. Dhanyavad, Joanna Bhagini. Petra Bhagini.
Coming. A I E U U R E I O O.
Excellent. I'll do it one more time.
A-I.
O-O. Excellent. Very good. Elizabeth Bhagini, would you like to try?
Sure. A-A-E-E. O-O. R-R. A-I. O-O.
Excellent. Michael Mahodaya, would you like to try?
Sure. A-A-E-O-O-R-R-A-I-E-O-O.
So, the reason I heard certain sounds is because can you repeat the second pair?
Yes.
The second pair. So right after
e.
So here the sound is e, not e.
E. Okay.
as in kit. I don't, English doesn't have this pure sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there in the letter I, but it's I doesn't always have this sound.
Yes. I do have one question as well.
Yes, yes.
Please. When we get down to the buzzing one, the brr.
Motorcycle R.
There's nothing guttural about that, is there? Is it all the tongue in the back of the mouth?
Can you hear the guttural? Oh.
Yeah.
Right, now your motorcycle's rolling.
Okay.
All right, so E. And if you write it, the reason I was trying to say, I started to say this thing, you see, when I say these sounds, each of us is writing it in our own languages, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And there is something that we have to be careful about. Our own language that we use to write will bring its own influence of sound, because that letter has been imprinted in our minds for how many decades?
Many.
Many, many decades, right? Therefore, we have to be very careful when we use certain symbols that already have a very large experience with us. That experience is not necessarily going to overshadow what we are here to learn. So, e, how would we do it? E would be as in, can you think of an English word where you exactly make that sound? E. Ink.
Ink, okay.
Ink.
Or at the beginning of it.
It, yes. It, good one. It. E as in eel. Except eel is not a pure sound. It becomes eel. You see how it's not a pure sound anymore?
Yes.
Can you think of a word in English where, or all of you in this class, with your own home languages, your own mother tongues, think of a word that has exactly this sound and only then write that. Otherwise, leave it empty. Leave it blank. So think of a word in your language. Beep. Yes. Petra. Thank you, Bhagini. Beep. E. Good. E. Long E. Astu. And then the next pair, Mahodaya, can you say that now? Michael Mahodaya?
O.
So it is not O. It's because you are saying the letter O because you wrote the letter O. Correct?
Correct.
So the sound is not O, it is U.
U.
U. But if you write U, then that doesn't help you either because U has so many sounds.
Yes.
And O has so many sounds. So maybe the sound for U will be in, give me a word where you say it exactly like this. U, it will never change.
Like tooth.
Maybe tooth. Yeah, tooth. U. Any other ideas for this sound? U. Cook.
Put.
Yes. Put.
Or shoot. No.
Shoot is too long.
Shoot
may be the longer version. Shoot. It's still not long enough.
Like how about pool. Root? How about root?
Root. I don't know. Root is said in many ways, though. Americans say it differently.
Book.
Book. Yes. Book. Cook, put, this O sound. And then the long oo, as in pool.
cool. But even then, in cool and pool, there's this war going on in English. American English also, and English also. War. All the vowels are kind of like warped and sliding around. But in Sanskrit, they are very pure sounds. You are do not have the liberty to move around like that. It is like math. 2 + 5 will always be 7. You can't just move around a little bit in 2 and move around a little bit in 5 and call it 8. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But in English you can, and that's what creates accents. Have you ever realized that all the accents in the world come from the way the vowels are said? It's not about the consonants at all. The way the vowels come out creates accent. And in Sanskrit, India has how many languages? Any idea? Currently is being spoken. Any idea?
Several hundred.
Thank you. Several hundred. Several hundred. Do you know how many government languages we have in India? 13, yes. Joanna wrote 13. How many languages are there in the governments of India? Am I right? 22? I think 22 government languages. Can you imagine one state government talking to another state? On and on. But of the more than the government languages, about hundreds of languages are spoken in India. But in Sanskrit, there is no room for having different accents. If Sanskrit speaker from any language of India is expected to not have any difference from any other Sanskrit speaker from anywhere else in the world, forget India. Anywhere. And you can say, how do you expect that? You expect that because we spend a lot of time learning. Sorry, I'm going to mute some sounds. Okay. Astu. So, we spend a lot of time bringing awareness to sound, to where it is coming from, what is creating the sound, what is the experience of the sound, and how can I recreate that same exact vibration? Why do we do this? Because Sanskrit knows the reality that everything is a vibration. And our life experience is a cumulative experience of all of these vibrations. So when you are communicating with yourself or with any other vibration or energy or person or animal or anything out there, then what are we trying to do? Why are we trying to beat around a bush when there is an exact vibration doing it? Use it. You want a person to have a certain experience? You use the exact same vibration that causes that experience. Why do you want to use 50 others and hope that they get it? Or why do you want to be like insurance companies nowadays? They make it so complicated that even those who want to learn can't learn it or figure it out what's going on. Or the health system. Sorry, I'm talking about the U.S. clearly. The intention to make it complicated so that normal people give up trying to make sense of it and just follow the system. No, it has to be precise and it has to be exact. So, Michael Mahodaya, one more time.
I think he stepped away for just a minute, but he'll be right back.
Okay, I see. He's not there. Astu. Next person, Rosario.
Yes. A-I-O-A-U.
Very good. Excellent. Uttamam. Uttamam ichukte. Uttamam means? Excellent. Uttamam. Uttamam. I will start to use these words and slowly you will start to understand them and include them in your vocabulary. Excellent. Rosario. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Astu. Pieret?
A-I-O-A-U.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Susan? Susan? Astiva? Is she there? Are you there? Susan? I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Michael Mahoday, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you say all your sounds one more time before we move on?
Okay. Let me try that one again. A-I-O-A-U.
Excellent. Uttamam. Dhanyavada. Susan Bhagini, mic is not working. Dhanyavada. Avital. Avital Bhagini. Astiva, are you here? Avital. Say, can you say all your vowels now? I don't hear you, Avital Bhagini. Please unmute yourself. Astu. Joy Bhagini.
I don't remember that one.
Okay. So I'm going to start again from the beginning. Please copy me. Again. How do you make the sound E? How do you think you will be able to remember this sound E? What word will help you remember it? Can you say the word?
E. Feed.
No. E. Short. Ink. As in ink.
Ink. E.
Ink. If you were to say ink, but not say the ink part, just the E part. E. E. Then E as in peel, deal, feel, long E. It's not a complex sound, it's a straight sound, which means there are no two sounds, it's only one sound, which is what? E. In English, that's the problem. I can say the word feel, and an Indian will say, how will you say, see, that's what causes an Indian accent. Indian will say, I feel this. Feel. Feel. Very straight sound. E. But an American will say, I feel. Feel. See this? So this warping of this vowel is an American accent. But Sanskrit does not allow such warping because how will you have exactness of the vibration then? Sanskrit gives so much importance to vibration that it doesn't allow that. So you cannot be warping a sound that is not supposed to be warped.
Well, the problem is I can't hear my own accent.
No, nobody hears their own accent. Everybody thinks they're the normal speakers and everybody else is weird. Welcome to our ego-filled lives. All right, so E as in, how can we help joy? And a lot of other Americans get this right. E as in C, S-E-A, S-E-E, C.
C, E.
That E.
E.
E, C. Is that better?
C. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, C.
E.
So ink and C. This probably is a better choice than
Sham Atam, Beverly. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Beverly, namaste bhagini. Chinta. So whenever somebody says Kshamyatam, I will say Chinta Mastu. Chinta Mastu, which are two words. Chinta is one word. Beverly, if you can mute yourself for a second while I give this explanation. So chinta means to think about. Thinking, the act of thinking. Chinta mastu, please don't do. Please don't do. So when somebody says kshamyatam, that means they are in their head creating vibrations of asking for forgiveness, asking to be excused. And along with that can come, possibly, the burden of, oh my God, now I'm late. Oh my God, am I disturbing? Well, will she listen to me? Is it disturbing the class? I don't mean to disturb the class, but what I have to say is really important. Why isn't she listening? All these thoughts enter our mind. And with any thought entering the mind, what is happening? You are missing out on the class. On the current moment, you are missing. The whole purpose of us being here is to be here this moment. And so, when somebody says kshamyatam, immediately I will say, chinta mastu. Let go all those thoughts. Thank you for expressing it. I appreciate it. But now let it go and move directly into the class. That's the purpose of it. Okay, is that clear? So Beverly Bhagini just now said, kshamyatam, I appreciate it. Thank you. And then I say, chinta mastu. May it be that all this thinking about being late or being excused no longer lives in you. That's what I'm actually saying. I pray that these thoughts no longer live in you. Gone. Done. That moment is gone. Let it go. Astu. Astu. Joy Bhagini, I'm going to come back to you, Beverly, in a little bit. Joy Bhagini, one more time, all the vowels, please.
Okay, I'll try. I'm trying to remember them.
Which word starts with the sound u in English? No.
Ooh la la.
That is long. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. It's long. Too long. Any English word that starts with the sound u? Can't think of any. So it'll have to be a second sound or third. So hook. hook, hook, hook. No, sometimes people can say hook, but that doesn't work. Put, put also doesn't work. See, and in the way an Indian says it is quite clear, but here, any help from anybody? Oolong. Oolong is too long.
Well, put. Yeah.
Put. You. Ooh. Ooh. You. Ooh is too long.
Moo.
Is too long. I want a short ooh sound. Ooh.
Would it be like flute? Ooh.
Yeah,
flute.
Flute. It's too long. Flute.
Okay.
Too long.
Put.
Put. Yeah, put does it for me, but then some people will say with their accent, put, put. They make a sound out of the oop sound. So there's accent for you. What do you do? Put and book. Yeah, book, cook, cook, book. Does that work for you, Joy? Book.
Yes.
Okay, now try the sound. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, and will the word cook help you?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what carries through till next class. You see, then the true sounds will start to emerge in their form. So these are probably two good words. Cook for oo and oolong for oo. Astu. All right. Thank you, Joy Bhagini Dhanyavadaha.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Bhagini, did you hear all the sounds being taught?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
I
Beverly
heard.
Bhagini, can you say it? Can you introduce yourself? Because that didn't happen.
Yes, okay. Svagatam, Namaskara, Mama Nama, Beverly Foreman.
Mama Nama.
Mama Nama.
Asu. And Beverly is in Florida. Astu. Swagatam Bhagini. Okay, can you say the vowels now?
Okay. Like ah, ah.
Okay, start from the beginning. Remember the pairs are short. So how do we remember the sound? How do we remember the sound? How about the word alike? Does that help you?
Well, I wrote down the word another. Another.
Another. Yeah, another is good too. Another.
And then I did father for the longer one. Like
okay, excellent.
Ah.
Okay.
E. E.
Okay, so your first and second have, the first has to be short and the second has to be long. You cannot kind of lengthen the first one and kind of shorten the last one.
Sure.
Very distinct sound. So, Ah.
Ah. Ah.
Mm.
Eh, eh.
So it's not an eh sound, it's an e, more sharp. It's a sharper sound than that. So it's e as in, do you say ink? Like I-N-K, say the word.
Ink.
See? Ink.
Ink.
Oh, yeah, you have an A in it that's more than my
okay.
A. Yeah, yeah. Accents ink. Are crazy.
Mm.
Ink. Well, how else can we say ink? Anybody have any other ideas, people? Or any other languages, any sounds? Ink. How do you get this sound E out of an American? E.
Peak.
It's in there, but must be.
Eek. Eek. It's too long. I want E. Think. Think. Okay, think. Here's a good one. Think. Think also has ink in it, but it's a good one. Think. So what's the sound I in think? That sound I want.
Yeah.
You don't say thank. You don't say think, do you? You say think.
The ink.
Ink. Ink. It's an ink sound. Yeah. Think. Think. Say think.
Think. Think.
Oh, see how your I. That's a good word actually. Now your sound was perfect. It. So, think.
Think.
It.
It.
Yeah, it. And then and lengthen it as in C.
C-E.
So.
E. No. E.
You,
oh, E. E.
E.
The word need.
Yes, need, okay. Or see.
Okay.
See, need. Oh, good.
E.
No, not eh.
No, I meant like ink.
No, ink. You are saying ink, but then you say eh. So it has to be it. No, not eh. It. It. It.
Eh.
No, it. Sharper than that. Higher. Higher up in the cheeks.
E.
E. Huh. E. Yes. Yes. It's a more cheek sound. It.
E.
Yes.
E.
Good. E.
E.
And then E.
E.
Ah.
E.
Again.
E.
Yes. E.
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 E. E. Yes.
E.
Very good. Very good. And then?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
So the first has to be short. Remember, you can't lengthen it.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. And it has to be the long, you have to really take your lips out. You cannot be lazy. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, your lips have to be out there.
Ooh.
Yes, good. Then?
Good.
Good, your motorcycle's going all the way out. Great. Next.
A. A. A.
Okay.
I.
Ah.
A. I.
Oh, next.
O. O.
O. O. O.
O. O.
O. O. How do you say O in American? Any ideas, people? You're all giving me very good ideas. Help me.
Yolk. Yolk.
Yo. Yo. O.
O.
Kind of.
Owl.
Owl. That's an interesting one. Ow.
Ow.
Like ouch.
Ow.
How about ouch?
Ouch?
How about ouch?
Would that
ouch.
Be for the short or the long?
Oh, no, that's the. It's neither long nor short. They're all long now.
Oh,
after
okay.
rrr, they're all long, but some are simple and some are complex. So, ow is a complex sound. There are two sounds there. And ow. See, this transition sound is also there. So, o as in O sailor, O father, O mother, O like a prayer, like an exclamation, O. Does that make sense? O Lear?
Yes.
O.
O.
Ow. Yes. O and
ow.
Yes,
o,
good
owl.
Ideas. Yes. Cloud. Cloud is a good one. I got that there. Somebody wrote. And more, oh, more. Yeah, I suppose more would work too. Yeah, more. Okay, good. Thank you, everybody. So, oh, ow, oh, very good. A and I, did you get that? How do we get A and I? A as in say, day, may, right? And I as in? I as in? Island.
Ice.
Yes, ice. Good one. Ice. Island. Yes. Yes, ice. Ice. I. Good one. Thank you, people. All right, great. Thank you, Beverly Bhagini. Beverly's in Florida. Okay, and then we have Daniela. Daniela.
Yes.
Oh, can you say them all?
Ah.
Okay, first sound corrected, please. Good.
E. U. U. R. R. E. I.
A, as in day.
A. I.
A. How do you do A?
I.
And your language is Daniela's mother tongue.
Romanian.
Say that one more time.
No, speak English.
Ah, no, Romania. Ah, your language is Ioana. So So in Yuvana, yes. Can you...
Yuvana is my friend.
Oh. Oh, what is your language? Romania?
Yes, Romania.
Romanian. Okay, so in Romanian, can you come up with a word which has the sound A?
A.
Anybody in speaking Romanian in this group, can you come up with a word with the perfect sound A?
A.
It's bebe.
Bebe. Okay. Bebe.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. Bebe. Bebe. Does that make sense? E.
Yes. E.
And then after that?
I.
Good. Next?
O.
Good.
O.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada. Bhagini, dhanyavada. Asu. Ashley, Bhagini?
Can you hear me, Gita?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Did you not get to introduce yourself?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good. Say.
A-I-O-O.
Very good. Uttamam, uttamam. I had a question by Susanna. Thank you, Hari Mahodaya, for answering. Dhanyavada is actually saying, by whatever that has just happened, I am enriched. I.e., thank you. It's not just thank you. It means by whatever that has happened, by you as the agent or anybody else, I am enriched. My moment has been enriched. So it means, very shortly, thank you. Excellent. Uttamam, Ashley Bhagini. Jora. Jora Bhagini.
Yes?
Can you say them all, please?
I will try. A-I-O-O.
Excellent. Uttamam. That's something that comes with practice. That's
I
all.
Know.
It will come.
I will try to keep practicing.
Yeah. It will come. Yes, good. Your son is driving the motorcycle. Okay, Asher Mahodaya.
Thank Asher.
What?
Can you say all the vowels, please?
No. Try. Come on. I don't want. Try it.
Would you like to try? As in ouch. Yes.
Oh.
Uttamam, uttamam, Asher Mahodaya, dhanyavada. Diana, from Chile. Diana, would you like to say them?
Yes, I'll try.
Okay, the first sound has to be short.
A-I-O-A-U.
Uttamam, dhanyavada, uttamam. Rebecca Bhagini, you already tried, right? Rebecca Bhagini, are you there? I see your number here. Are you there, Rebecca Bhagini, or Hari Narayan Mahodaya? Would you like to try?
Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste, Mahodaya.
A-A-I-E-E-U-U-R-R-A-I-O-O.
Uttama. Mahodaya, Kutra Vasati, where do you live?
I'm in California.
Awesome.
Yes. Swagatam Mahodaya. Did you do your introduction yet? Did you say Mama Nama?
Mama Nama Harihi.
Mama Nama Harihi. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Astu. Astu. Acharya Nitin Nishtha Dasa? Asti va?
Mama Nama Acharya. U-R-A-I-O-O.
Uttamam. Uttamam, Mahodaya. Dhanyavadah. Astu. So we have all done these sounds, and I think I will please request you to go back to this class recording. I have a question here which I will try to answer. The motorcycle Ra, does the back side of the tongue touch the back teeth on both sides, or only the tip of the tongue goes to the hard palate? So it is actually the tip of the tongue going behind the teeth and even further back, almost behind the ridge of the tree. You know, behind the teeth is this kind of a ridge, like a rough portion, up and down portion. And right as that begins to be smooth out, that's where the tongue is touching. Going in the roof of the mouth. Petra Bhagini, I'm trying to answer your question. And over there that sound comes. Astu. So, I would request you to please, in your own, find in words in your own mother tongue that will really help you to get these exact vowels. It is very, 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 very important. And some teachers do not pay that much importance, but Sanskrit is a language that emphasizes the reality that every vibration that we experience changes our moment. And it is important to be aware and to use the vibration that optimally expresses what we wish to experience. So it is very important that we get the correct vowels. So they are simple, but also maybe not so simple for everybody. So to memorize the sound, to memorize the order, and next time to not use any paper in front of you, to be able to just say them. And I will start to teach you how to write them next class. But I don't want you associating these sounds with any writing in any other script. Because if you write it in English or Russian or Romanian or Spanish, then the influence of that language will be there. And each time your brain will be conflicted. And sometimes when you are really alert, your brain will figure it out. But when you are not alert, the brain will be very confused. So having learned the sounds audibly, only by sound, I want you to memorize only the sound, not associated with any script. And then I will start on a clean palette to teach you how to write them next time. Okay? Astu. So we will now close the class for today with the Shanti Patha. Please listen. I would also like slowly each of you to really spend time memorizing the opening and the closing chants. Once you memorize them, I will ask each class somebody to start it and somebody to... Did I record this class, by the way? I hope so. Okay, good. Yeah. So that's the other thing. Many times I'll forget to record a class. So please, in the beginning of class, just say, please record. Because I cannot remember sometimes if I'm recording or not. So that would really help me. So with you, everybody's help only, can I teach or can I help anybody else? and you help me. Thank you so much. So I will sing the closing chant. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you all. Dhanyavada Sarvebhya. Please go back and listen to the first class recording as well as the second class, especially if you didn't hear it. Only with time everything comes. Thank you all. Anybody has to say anything, please, I'm here.